Hafzayis Chanukah, but I didn't want to interrupt the interruption. It's crazy. We're not learning this Hilsham, we're learning this Maimer from the Chalban on the Inyan of Bitochen and Nishtadlis, which eventually gets to Chanukah, but by that time it could be closer to Purim. But the whole Inyan is Chanukah big. So I thought for a minute maybe I learned something just today. Because I said, it's silly. We should just stay on course. This is such an important Inyan. A lot of people ask, and people want to understand. We all need to understand this better. I'm not going over the kashas. We already did that last week to review the kashas, the questions on the whole parasha of Yaakov Avinu and trusting, as it seems to be Yaakov Avinu that he was worried about. He was worried about the fact that perhaps over time he wouldn't be worthy anymore, and that was for him, that was fine. But then Yosef HaTzadik seemed to be lacking on his level in Bitochen, and he made a little bit of a shtadlus. It wasn't fine at all. He got into trouble for that. Avram Avinu got into trouble for asking, what's wrong with asking? Besides, he was also afraid that maybe my children wouldn't be worthy, so they wouldn't get into Israel. So he had all these questions. And then we spent some time on the Yisod of the Abba Benel, and how do we determine what's really a kinyan of a midah? What does it mean when a person has acquired a midah? And the acquisition of a midah is only when the person is not naturally inclined to that. For instance, the fact that a poor person is humble is not such a chachma. He's a simple person, he's a poor person, he's humble. The chachma is when a person who is wealthy, for that person to remain untouched by pride or gaiva and to remain humble, of course that's a chachma. Therefore, what we learned right at the end last week is that if a person by teva, by his nature, is less nervous, less anxious over things, and he has a teva that's more calm and easygoing, then that doesn't necessarily mean bechlal that he's a bal bitochen. A bal bitochen is just he doesn't get worked up over things. He could be that's a bad midah. Other rabbi doesn't take life seriously. Like we learned it. Sometimes a person who has kepedis, even though the kepedis, it's not such a good thing that he's makbid on this and makbid on that. But the shurish of that is that this is a person who cares. He cares. Things are important. Then the problem, of course, is that he takes also narishkeit and makes it important. That's the problem with being too much of a bal akpadis. But the underlying shurish of his akpadis is that things are important. So you could have a person who seems like a big bal bitochen, and it could just be that he's lacking terribly in a sense of priorities or what's important or what's significant in life, and therefore he doesn't get worked up. Like it used to be on the old Med magazine when we were kids, that goofy looking guy, Alfred E. Newman, and it would always say underneath, what, me, worry? He has no worries at all. Doesn't go to school, doesn't go to work. That's a bal bitochen. Stam a batlan. And nobody. When does a person become a bal bitochen? That's the sugya we're learning. Everything in life, the Chalban is explaining, now we're going to see a Torah from Rabbi Nachman. Everything in this world, everything that exists, is called Efshari HaMetzias. The language is the language of the Rishon. The Rambam uses this, meaning it doesn't have to exist. It could be, it could not be. Nothing has to be. There's only one Mechuyev HaMetzias. There's only one that has to be. Always was, is, and will be, and has to be, and that's the Baruch, that's the Creator. To the degree that a human being who's an Efshari HaMetzias connects and throws his chips in with the one who's a Mechuyev HaMetzias, then a human being himself becomes, in a certain way, which we're going to learn now, he becomes connected to this world of Mechuyev HaMetzias. Bitachon depends upon a person entering into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Mechuyev HaMetzias. The Baal Bitachon is a person who is connected in the deepest way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't depend upon anything in his life, because everything in this world is only Efshari HaMetzias. You could be rich today, you could be at the highest place, tomorrow you could be at the bottom of the pile. Mashpil Geim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those who are proud, and he throws them down. Magbiya Shafalim, and he lifts up those who are humble. It's a gagal achayz of oilam. There's only one thing that's certain. Somebody could try to tell you that this stock never in the last 200 years. There's only one thing, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechuyav Metzius. V'hinei b'inyin zeh, which is on page Tav Kuf Lamed, where it says, L'hiskalel b'mechuyav HaMetzius. L'hiskalel b'mechuyav HaMetzius. Now we're going to learn what B'tochen really means. L'hiskalel b'mechuyav HaMetzius. V'hinei b'inyin zeh, roi lohav yizdiveri b'nachman, alavayda says b'ydedus. So I think everybody knows, could be even people not Jewish by now know, that Rabbi Nachman, Zchus Yelenu, that his whole inyan was to teach us to learn how to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His b'ydedus this. Not just to say the siddur, but to be able to have private time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, personal time with Hashem. So in one of the Torahs there, in Nun Beis, is Ma'eres is Adam Lelias Somuch Al Shum Dover Zulas Al Hashem Is Baruch. There Rabbi Nachman is teaching us how we can't depend upon anyone, or anything or anybody in the world. The avoid of his b'ydedus this is for a person to train himself to turn to Hashem. To turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the only one who he could absolutely depend upon. And through his b'ydedus, and through connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is able to live in that world of mechuyve hametzias, and not efshari hametzias. Let's see what this means. This is the lashon of Rabbi Nachman there in Nun Beis. As everything with Rabbi Nachman, it's very, very, very deep. And he doesn't give, we'll have to, the footnote, he doesn't bring into the actual text because he wants to stick more, to get more directly to be talking, but we need to learn really that as well. So he begins with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachi Noi Oimer, Haneor Balayla, a person who stays awake at night, Vamahalach Bederach Yechidi, a person who walks along the derech by himself, Umafna Liboy Umafana, Umafna Liboy Levatola, the person whose heart is turned towards Batola, meaning to Batola means stop, nothing. He doesn't think he's just walking around with anything. Harizem is Chai Benavsha. He's worthy of dying, such a person. Okay, so we learn this Mishnah since we're children. Are we talking about one person who does all three? Does it mean all three of these or each of these individually? But Rabbi Nachman takes this Mishnah and turns it into a yesod of all of Yiddishkeit, all of existence. There are apikarsim who claim that the world has to exist. The world always existed, and the world has to exist. The universe. This was a hot issue in the Middle Ages. Big, big hot thing in the Middle Ages. Lufi daitim ha'ra'ah mishubeshes, and according to their mixed up and wrong way of thinking, nidmelhem sheyesh al zerayus amoivsim, they imagine that they have all kinds of proofs for the eternity of matter. That's what it was usually called in philosophy, the eternity of matter, that everything was and will be. Chas v'shalom miminig olam, they believe that they could prove this. In other words, that there was never any creation. There's not a creation, there's no creator. Matter just exists. It always did and it always will. It changes forms, but it always existed. Avabemes hevel yifatze pihem. The truth is this, their mouths are speaking foolishness. Kibemes ha'olam u'melayoi hu efshari hametzias. The world, the entire universe, is not chiyuv hametzias. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't exist because it exists. It's efshari hametzias. Each and every second since the universe was created, it's only in a state of efshari hametzias. It has the possibility of existing. It can. It can, it cannot. It's lav davka. There's a creator every single second that makes a decision whether it will be or it won't be. Ki rak Hashem is baruch levad, hu mechuyav hametzias. Only Hashem is mechuyav hametzias. Havakol ha'olamis, but all worlds, Im kol asher bahem, meaning not just this physical world, but the world of the angels and everything, all worlds. And everything that exists in all the worlds, heim efshari hametzius. Only efshari hametzius. Ki hu yisbarach baram yesh mayayim. Hashem created everything from nothing. Ubi yichalto v'koichav efshirus yisbarach, hay labaram az shalai... And it was up to Hashem, and it's still up to Hashem, whether to create or not to create. And therefore, it's still up to Hashem whether to continue on with this project or to put an end to it. Therefore, all of existence is only efshari hametzius, if God wants. It's all a matter of God's will, not some force, unexplainable force of nature. It's a matter of will, of God's will. We have to be quick. I don't know. I guess he just didn't want to scare us with too much text on top, so he put it on the bottom. But it's just a continuation, and it's a little bit funny without having it. So Nachman continues. He says, "Ach, me'ayin nimshach atos. Where did this mistake come from? How did they develop such a mistake, such an Irish guy?" That the world is a mechuyev metzias, that the world has to exist. Shechalilitais chasu shalom shalom hu mechuyev metzias. There has to be a shorish of a mistake. People are not idiots. Where does it come from? Where do they take this from? And to sell such a thing, that to say in the world that it's a mechuyev metzias, where does it come from? Dash is a nimshach machmes shebemes ata. He says an amazing thing. He says, you know where it comes from? It comes from the nes, the miracle of the existence of Am Yisrael, of Nishmas Yisrael. He says, Shabemis Ata Shekvar Netzlo V'Nimshuchu Nishmas Yisrael. Once Hashem already brought into existence the souls of Am Yisrael, Ata Bevadai Ha'olam Hu Bechinas Mechuyev Metzius. They're right. The world now has to exist. If there are Jews in the world, as long as there's even a Jew in the world, all that exists is Mechuyev Metzius. Ki Kol Ha'olam Amloyoi Hakol Leiniver El Bishvil Yisrael Ki Yedua. It's the first pasuk in Chumash. And Chazal say, Rashi brings down Bishvil Yisrael. All that was created for the sake of Am Yisrael. We don't understand that, how everything serves the need of Am Yisrael, because obviously that's Madregas, that we don't understand. The Kabbalists will talk about, but we don't understand. Yisrael Moishlan Moilam. And in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael a koach of Memshallah. A koach. A strength over all that exists, sovereignty over existence. Therefore, Rabbi Nachum says, certainly now, once Nishmas Yisrael were created, as long as Hashem sees it necessary for there to be Jews in the world, the world must continue to exist, because the world exists for the sake of Am Yisrael. Of course, Hashem could say there's no longer any Jews in the world, chas v'chalila. But regarding that, there already have been commitments that Hashem has made to our existence. So once he's committed to our existence, so then he's committed to the existence of all worlds, because they only exist for us. Hashem didn't stop want to make worlds. He created the worlds because of Nishmas Yisrael. Ach Nishmas Yisrael ba'atzman kishenetzlo hayuheim ba'atzman im kol ha'ilmas at pliim b'ham hakol hayav shari hametzius. But of course, at that moment of creation, it didn't have to be. God willed. God designed this plan to have Nishmas Yisrael. Once Hashem created Nishmas Yisrael, then Kivyochel he committed himself to the Olamis in a way that that we feel is mechuyev hametzius ad kedei kach that the apikarsa make a mistake and say the world has to exist. The root of that mistake is that once Am Yisrael, at that moment of creation, of course, and when Hashem created us as His people, that was a shari hametzius. It didn't have to be. But once Hashem Yisbarach decided, whatever that rotzen was, to create Am Yisrael, so then He created a metzias that, at its root and its source, is an efshari hametzias. But now, once Am Yisrael exists, the appearance of creation is mechuyev hametzias. Of course, we're not speaking about God does whatever He wants. He can do whatever He wants. Hakol at the beginning, Hakol here efshar mitzias. Kai beefsharu salatzilim labarim ashalay labarim. At the beginning, it was up to Hashem to create this whole business of Am Yisrael or not to. Nishmas Yisrael. Ach tekev kshen esrat hakadosh baruch lahatzil nishmas Yisrael. But the moment that Hashem kivyachol decided to create nishmas Yisrael, azay hayakol ha'olam b'chinas mechuyev hametzias. Then all of creation became mechuyev hametzias. Because once Nishma Yisrael was sent into this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Am Yisrael has to exist, if Hashem Yisbarach decided there should be a Yisrael, Nishma Yisrael, it means that all of the other furnishings come with it, and they have to be. As long as Am Yisrael has to be, everything that furnishes the universe has to be as well. All worlds are created for Yisrael, and that Am Yisrael is given the memshala over everything. And from here comes the mistake of the apikarsim. From here comes the mistake of the apikarsim that the world is mechuyev hametzias. Of course, it's not true. Only Hashem is mechuyev metzias. The impression is that the world is a mechuyev hametzias. Where that impression comes from is the presence of Am Yisrael in the world. And what's fascinating is that our enemies have tried to completely destroy us. Even though at the time of the Holocaust, you know that the Vatican had his Jews, Pope had his Jews, there was this belief, and there is this belief that Jews have to exist in the world. Now the reason for their explanation? Because they have to witness the second coming of Isa Ha'ish. So we had enough aggravation the first time he came. They want to make sure that we see the second show. So it's a strange thing how a huge part of the world wants to see the destruction of Am Yisrael, but on the other hand senses that their metzias depends upon our metzias, and that if we don't exist, then the world can't exist. That their existence itself depends on us, which is why, one of the reasons why they despise us. That's natural. The most natural thing in the world is to rebel against the one who caused you to exist. The reason children have problems with their parents. They're the nicest parents in the world. When the kid has an inyan with his parents is because he knows that his metzias is only because they exist. And that gives him a feeling of vulnerability. People don't want to feel that way. The issue that children have with their parents is the same thing that I mentioned, that we learned about many times in the shir and in shul, that you see that Adam Chava, what was the inyan to take a fruit from the tree? What was it to take that the whole kilkel of the world took place as a result of taking the fruit from the tree? Because the fruit does not want to acknowledge that it has an Abba and an Ima. The fruit doesn't want to remain connected to the tree. The tree is its cause, and the fruit is only the result of that cause. and the fruit doesn't want to, does not accept that. The fruit would like to think that he's a mechuyav hametzias, not the nefshari hametzias. And every single second that the parents are existing, it's a reminder that the parents just made a decision, or however it happened, but because of the parents, whatever they did, because of those two people, I'm here. That makes people very uncomfortable. The taking of the fruit from the tree means that there is this inyan, there's this need that a child has to turn away from the root and source of his existence. So on the one hand, there's this understanding in a very, very deep and mysterious way, in a subconscious way, that the world depends on the existence of the Jewish people. That's why they're all crazy about Jews. Everything's with Jews, shiga with Jews. You've been in a place that never met Jews, and that's all they have opinions about Jews. They're crazy with Jews. What does it bother you? Makes them crazy. Because subconsciously, there's an awareness that our existence is only an Afshari Hametzias, and if we are to have any sort of a connection to that which is Mechuyav Hametzias, it's only because these Jews are in the world. That makes people uncomfortable. The same reason that people aren't comfortable with God. They're also comfortable with Kadosh Baruch. They're uncomfortable with Hashem because to acknowledge Hashem means that I'm an Afshari Hametzias, and that he's a Mechuyav Hametzias, that he caused my existence. So I'd rather pull the fruit away from the tree. I'd rather separate myself, to sever myself from the tree. But on the other hand, deep inside I know that I can't live without the tree. What we're talking about now is the underlying cause of all of the problems in the world. That's what the problem is. You love your mom, but at the same time she's a reminder that you're just a kid. She, as long as she's alive, she's a reminder that you come from somebody. You're not yesh me'ayin. You're not mechuyav hametzias. Anyway, it's a big subject, but this is the shorish of the apikoresis of the world. Back on top, the last line after the three dots. V'yikra kavana shebar kol ha'olam b'shvil. This is well. The next page. B'shvil Yisrael. Paskuf lam na'alev. So Hashem has created all worlds. Hashem has created all worlds so that Am Yisrael should do His will. That we should return and become attached to our root and source, which is Hashem. That we should become once again connected to Him, included in His existence. Shu mechuyav hametzias. Now Hashem is mechuyav hametzias. It's the only real mechuyav hametzias. B'shvil zeh nivra hakol. Rabbi Nachman says that everything was created so that a human being, a Jew, who be'emes, of course, be'emes is an efshari hametzias, should attach himself to the one who is mechuyav hametzias. Nimtza kol ma sheyisrael oisim yitzanu shel makom. Rabbi Nachman says that to the degree that Jews are attaching themselves to Hashem by observing His Torah mitzvahs, and we become then reattached to our root, to our shayrish, shul mechuyav hametzias. I'm not going to translate that each time. Hashem is mechuyav hametzias. His absolute existence. We're trying to get to the bottom of the midah of bitachon. From where can a Jew take bitachon? And how could you and I, on a very practical level, which is this mind is going to get very practical. Now it's very deep, but it's going to become very practical. How can we be people who are not frightened by the world and frightened by all that we see around us? How do we overcome uncertainty and pachat and fear? There's only one way. There's only one absolute way, which is by is by means of attachment to the one who is absolute, who's mechuyav hametzius. And you know that Rabbi Nachman, when he was about to die, and they were all crying because he was so sick, he had tuberculosis, he was coughing blood and the whole thing, and everybody was crying, and Rabbi Nachman was 38 years old at the time. Rabbi Nachman said, he said, what are you, he says, for me, it's like changing a coat. It's like changing a coat. What are you getting all worked up about? Why do you get worked up about? Because when you're alive, you imagine yourself to be a mechuyav hametzius. That's man's delusion. And then when you're about to die, it's like, I guess I'm just an mechuyav hametzius. Like when the doctor says, like a friend of mine told me 2 weeks ago, the doctor told him he's got 3 years to live, maybe 3.5. So then all of a sudden, I guess I'm not a mechuyav hametzius. I guess I'm just another mechuyav hametzius. I don't have to be. But by Rabbi Nachman, he said, what are you getting all, what's everybody all worked up about? It's like changing a coat, like a change of scenery. Does that mean that Rabbi Nachman is not a mechuyav hametzius? No, it's just the opposite. He's a mechuyav hametzius. Our fears come from being, deep down we know that we're efshari hametzius. It's only efshari hametzius. Or like I told you last week I mentioned last week, the Jewish comedian that said, I always knew that I was going to die, I was just hoping I wouldn't be there when it happened. So there's this, we know that Sof Kol Sof is an efshari hametzius. And therefore people are afraid, are very afraid of death. And the only reason that they're not afraid is they try not to think about it. Or they don't think about it. But by the tzaddikim, there was nothing, not afraid to think about dying. Because being attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you are mechuyav hametzius. The neshama is eternal. The neshama doesn't go away. So he said, I'm changing, it changes from this one. It's not the end. There's a nechla kol ha'olam sheniver b'shvilam b'chiyuv hametzius. Therefore, since all of creation was created for the sake of Am Yisrael, the whole world has a connection to this reality of chiyuv hametzius. Kikar tachlis sheniver olam b'shvil zeh, because it's the tachlis of creation. It's the only reason that kivyochel Hashem must continue on with creation and giving life to creation is because he's committed to this project of Nishmas Yisrael. His liver l'kayim kol olam is b'shvil Yisrael kanal, k'dei she'yaseh b'tzon kanal, that we should get closer to him. Therefore, when we are Eisei Ritzayin Hashem, when we keep the mitzvahs, nechlal ha'olam b'chinas mechuyav hametzius kanal, the whole world is swept into this mitzvahs of mechuyav hametzius, the whole world, because the whole world exists for Am Yisrael. Again, that's where the apikoros made a mistake, that they began to see themselves independent of Am Yisrael as mechuyav hametzius. He called Mashiach and Ritzani Yaiser, and the Chlan B'Yaiser and Kol Ha'olam is atliyim behem b'chiyav hametzius. K'aydei Shaiyis and Ritzani Yisbarach, the more that we connect to Hashem, the more that we enter into the infinite essence of that which is mechuyav hametzius. Him chayzim and nechlalim b'yisbarach shul mechuyav hametzius. V'az nechlalim imahim kol ha'olam is atliyim b'nafshem. And therefore, all worlds that depend on Am Yisrael also come for the ride. B'chiyav hametzius kanal. Ach lizkais lezel he kol b'sharasha. But in order to be zeicher to reach such a madrega, to return to the for the fruit to go back to the tree, that's what it means. As long as the fruit is detached from the tree, it's got a limited lifespan. It's only an asharim mitzvahs. Once you take the fruit off the tree, it's just a matter of a day or two, whatever. But it's finished. It's already finished. So, because that's all asharim mitzvahs. So the only way for the fruit to live forever is by reattaching it to the tree. Of course, the tree doesn't live forever, it's just only a mashal. But in the mashal, the tree is to attach it to the tree. So Rabbi Nachman says, Achliskas lezeli kol b'sharashay, to be zoiche, to return to the tree. Dainu lachzol hi kolol b'achlis Hashem Yisbarach, is it possible he's still alive? shum uchiv mitzvah. When someone, a person dies, but when you're still alive, is it possible for the efshari mitzvahs to return to his root of mechuyev mitzvahs? Tagash baruch hu. Ze'i efshaliskois. There's only one way. Kim ayidei bittel. Bittel. Shivatel atzma legamrei. It's only by a person letting go of himself, of his ego, of his separateness. This is the madrega that tzaddikim all talk about. Bittel hayesh, bittel. The madrega is a bittel. Ad shiyeh nichlal ba'achdus yisbarach. Until a person is no longer himself, he's like a drop that's back in the ocean. He let go of his separate existence as a drop, and he's moved back into the ocean. He doesn't have any more a separateness of a drop. Now, this sounds very, very esoteric, but we're going to see how it comes all the way down. Everything Rabbi Nachman said is very, very deep, but also comes all the way down into this world. So how does one come to bittul? How do you come to let go of yourself? And again, I don't want to spend time on this right now. Bittul doesn't mean that you're a nobody, you're a nothing. I'm not going there. We've spoken about it 1,000 times. It doesn't mean low self-esteem. That's ridiculous. It's impossible to come to bittul. Kimayde has burdened us. Without his burdens, without being a person who has a personal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ayidei shem is burdened, because through his burdens, umafarish sichaso, when a person begins to explain what's on his mind and to talk to the Kadosh Baruch Hu about everything that's on his mind and in his heart, meinu levein koine with Hashem, ayidei zehu zorchi levatel kol hatayvis v'hamidis rovs. Through that, a person is able to mevatel all of his taivis that separate him from God, and all of his bad midas that separate him from God. You see, the problem that we have is that as long as we exist as separate entities detached from the tree, we can delude ourselves into thinking that we're going to live forever, and we can also delude ourselves not delude ourselves, but we can be completely and totally taken by all of the taivas and all the bad midas of this world. You could do that even if you daven 3 times a day. And I don't think we need to prove that to anybody, since we know it ourselves. That you could be an Orthodox Jew, but you don't have any relationship with God, other than perfunctory mitzvahs and saying the words over like a monkey in the siddur. And you're not mevatel anything, Tasha. But a person who lives a life of his baidados, it's a very deep thing what Rabbi Nachman is saying. But a person who lives a life of his baidados, every single second he comes crying to Hashem like a father. Just like a child knows that he has nothing, he can't go anywhere, he can't do anything unless mommy and daddy take him or bring him. The baby knows that, the little one knows that. The baby doesn't have any delusion of separateness. He's completely, completely bottled to his parents. If you don't have there's nothing like an infant will be lying around and the baby starts to cry. So somebody goes next to the crib and says, "What are you crying about?" "There's a baby, the baby just cries." So the person says, "I know why you're crying, because you want a bottle. You want to have a bottle, you want to have a drink." So the baby's just screaming. And this idiot's having a conversation with the infant and says, "I know, because you want to have a bottle. So go get it yourself. What are you making your parents crazy? They're tired. Go get the bottle yourself." And the kid just cries and says, "I told you something, to go get the bottle yourself." So we think, all right, there's a problem here with communication. The baby doesn't understand anything. The emphasis is that the baby knows more than the person. The baby knows intuitively. It didn't work for that. That's why it's not das. But the baby knows intuitively that there's no tachlis of my trying to climb anywhere, go anywhere. I can't do any of this. I have to have my mother. I can't do anything without my mother. I can't do anything. bittul that comes as a result of the child feels that there's no one else in the world, only him and mommy. I don't know where daddy fits into that exactly. I haven't figured that out. It's like a sideshow. But him and mommy. It's the kid feels that there's nothing in the world, only him and mommy. If you tell the kid, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world, the kid thinks, what are you talking about? This world is only one thing, me and mommy. That's it. Just me and mommy. It's totally bottled. It's me and mommy, and I have nothing without mommy. Nothing. I can't breathe. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I have nothing without mommy. If something's upsetting me, there's only one thing in the world that could bring me back, and it's mommy. So Rabbi Nachman's saying, how could a person be zarecha to be mevatel his taivis, not to want something that's aser, not to want something for himself that he shouldn't have? Or how could he give up a bad midah, that he has a temper, a big temper? How can he give that up? How do you let go of that? How are you able to do that? He says, Aidei zehu zoicha levatel kol ha-taivis v'midas ros. Rabbi Nachman says it's only through his baidus. It's only by coming back to that realization that it's just you and mama. But here mama is melech malchei hamelachim. That's what mama stands for. Melech malchei hamelachim. You and mommy. Until the person doesn't care about Gashmius. Again, it's a big, big medrege. You return to the place where you came from, which is the infinite one. The drop goes back into the ocean. This person does not depend upon anything of this world. He doesn't pay attention to this world at all. Just like a baby. Yivat l'hakol. It's all bottle. Hachi yizkele b'chinas bittle b'amis. Till he's zoicha to the madrega of true bittle. Hainu. Shebetchila yarva b'tfilas v'sichas b'zbaydus b'layla b'derech yichidi kanal. The beginning of this avayda v'zbaydus is, Reb Nachman says, is to spend a lot of time crying out to Hashem, davening as sichas and speaking to Hashem, b'zbaydus b'layla b'derech yichidi, to go especially at night when it's quiet, and to go by yourself when nobody sees you or hears you. Let's say you have a certain thing that's making you crazy. You have a taiva for alcohol. It's making you crazy. So Ibn Achman's etza is his baridus to go out and to cry and to ask Hashem, to talk to Hashem about this alcohol is killing me. It makes me into an unsuccessful person, an unproductive person. My wife is disgusted with me. My children can't stand being near me. I'm losing my job, whatever. And you cry out and you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you beg HaShem's Baruch to help you. Until you'll be able to mevatel this taiva. Then levatel or mida. Levatel mida v'taiva zois. Because on your own, you're only efshari hametzius. You might succeed, you might not succeed. The therapy might work, it might not work. But there's one who, if you become one with him, he's mechuyev hametzius. V'achakach yarba oid bizbaydus anal. And when you've been spending a lot of time with his baydus, working on that mida or that taiva, then what do? Yarba oid bizbaydus anal. More. Ad shivatal mida v'taiva acheres. You move on to other midas, and other bad midas, and other bad taivas that you have. This is the story of Rabbi Nachman's life, which he told us, he spoke to us about. This is what he did. At night, davke, and when you're by yourself, not when people hear you, you're hoping that someone's going to hear you screaming and saying, "What were they? That guy's that's nice as bird of this. That's nice as bird of this." So the world no longer means anything to you. You don't need the cigarette. You don't need the drink. You don't need the other taiva. As far as the midas are concerned, you don't get angry. You get angry because you want something. You don't get it. You're not angry. there still might be something left. V'ahakach mevatlen gam zeh, you mevatl that also. Ashla nishma mena klum. So there's nothing. Rabbi spoke about this a number of times. Rabbi Nachman was able to speak about the tzaddik hador, and he's speaking about himself. One of the greatest problems people have when they look in Breslov Sfarim, when they look in Likutei Moharan, is when they see Rabbi Nachman speaking about the true tzaddik, and the true tzaddik that he's speaking about is himself. It's himself. So right away, people, big Bali Musa, they say, what kind of a Balgaiv is that? What kind of a Balgaiv is that? How could he be speaking about, how could he describe himself as the tzaddik ador? So, the question is a ridiculous question. It's a ridiculous question. Why? Because the person, that person is speaking from the, who's asking the question on the tzaddik is speaking from the perspective of ego. Where the person sees himself. Or the person sees himself. And he imagines that the tzaddik is like him. And when the tzaddik says that the tzaddik ha'amiti, that the true tzaddik, and he would speak about himself as being the true tzaddik. The only reason that he could say that because he was totally baffled. It wasn't about himself. It wasn't about himself. The same way that imagine that the baby could talk. So the baby would say, "Have you ever seen anybody nurse the way that I nurse? It's pretty good, no?" And then he starts to wear a T-shirt that says on, you know, like one, and it says, "Best nursing baby in the world." There's no such musig, because the baby doesn't have any delusion. The baby doesn't live in any delusion that there's something that he accomplished through that. He's altogether bottled to his mother. It's not me. And therefore, when the tzaddik says, when that type of a tzaddik says about the tzaddik amiti, it's the same thing. I'm the best. I drink the best bottle. I'm the best nursing whatever. It's an Irish guy. Doesn't mean anything. When a person reaches a true level of bittel, then nichla nafsha b'shorasha, the nefesh becomes totally, totally bound to its shirish, to its root, meaning to kivyachol to the bari olam. It's the apple being connected again to the tree. There's no meaning of getting spoiled or getting rotten. And the apple doesn't have any feeling of jealousy being in the grocery and looking at some pear that's having a good day. And the apple's not having such a great day. There's no other metzias. It's not looking at the count at the next fruit or looking at the vegetables, looking across and saying, those peppers look really good. It's not this, bechlam not. It's the tree. So that's the metzias. Shumachuyiv ha-metzias. As I nichlal kol ha'olam im nafsho b'sharasho, that's what Rabbi Nachman is teaching, is that all of creation becomes completely bound. As I nichlal kol sharasho im nafsho b'sharasho, kol ha'olam im nafsho b'sharasho, shumachuyiv ha-metzias, ki ha'kol toli boi, because remember, everything that exists is toli on Nishmas Yisrael, on the existence of Nishmas Yisrael. And in some mysterious way, all of creation is able to taste of this reality of Mechuyiv HaMetzias of God. Even though this is one tzaddik, because tzaddik is side oilam. And now you'll see a wondrous thing. How all of this is hinted at in the Mishnah. So, Haneir Balayla. You stay up at night. You stay awake at night. Awake at night here means, like Rabbi Nachman began, when it's quiet, the rest of the world is either sleeping or they're gone, and you're Isaac and what his bite is. Haneir b'layla. Kipshuta. Then it's haneir b'layla. Umizboidei demefarish sichosa ben levein kaina. He goes by himself at night, to be alone, to be mizboidei with the Kodesh Baruch. For amahalach b'derech yichidi. And you make sure there's no one with you. Yimahalach b'derech yichidi, his baridus. There's no one there. Hayne kanal shohelach b'derech yichidi davke by himself. B'mokim she'ein b'nei adam holchim sham kanal. In a place where there's no one else. Kezaihu ikir shleimus hisbardus, because that's the shleimus of hisbardus, that's the highest level of hisbardus. Belaila davke at night. He talks about that in other Torahs, why davke at night. I'm not going to go into that now, but davke at night. Ubederech yichidi, davke, and davke by yourself. Kiaz davke yichidin lovel lebechin is bittel kanal. As davke, then a person can come to a level of true bittel. Zeu, and that's why it says, again, haneir belaila, v'amahalach bederech yichidi, which is his baididus. Umafna liba levatala. Now we have a different understanding of what it means. Mafna liba. This is Ruach HaKodesh. Mafna liba levatala means hainu shemafna liba mikol iske ha'ilam azel levatala. The batla. The whole world is nothing. There's only one thing, mami. Means nothing. The world. I'm not afraid of anybody or anything. All I have is one thing: the tree, the bayir elam. That's all I have. Mafna liba mikol iske ha'ilam azel lebatla levatala. The whole world is batla. Doesn't depend on anything. There's only one mechuyav metzias at such time. It doesn't depend on anything, because at the end you can't depend on anybody or anything, because everything in the world is a mechuyav, is an efshar metzias. Says mafne liba levatala. I was in the room a few weeks ago with a couple, not from the neighborhood. Came from Brooklyn, and the husband was doing things that he's terrible things, and this has been going on for a while, and the wife thought that she thought it was a terrible thing. I was in this room trying to talk to them, and she starts grabbing him, and she's screaming and crying. That you promised me you would never do that. You promised me you would never do that. You promised me you'd never do that. He's being unfaithful. You promised me you would always only with me. You promised me. You promised me. And the guy just sat there. And I said to him, "What do you have to say? Answer her. She's talking to you. She's crying. Answer her. Answer her. What are you sitting like that?" She says, "That's what he said." He said, Nothing in this world is certain. That's what he said. Like he was talking about a stock. Nothing is. I tried. So he said, "I tried. Couldn't help it." So al tivtuchu benedivim, al tivtuchu. There's nothing that's mechuyav metzias. I guess the guy's right. I mean, it's disgusting, but the guy just said, "You thought I was a mechuyav metzias. You thought our relationship was a mechuyav metzias. I guess it's not. It's just an efshar metzias. Sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anything like that. I'm just an efshar metzias. Or our relationship was just a possibility. Now it's no longer a possibility." There's nothing else. Only the bar elam is mechuyav metzias. That's really what it's all about. Rabbi Nachman, of course, Apidarko is teaching that without his baridus, you don't come to such a thing. You see, people can't even daven. Try. You'll see we're going to be davening 10 minutes from now. I'm not 100% certain, because everything's only Yafshar HaMetzias. We should concentrate as much as we can on davening, and we're not better than anybody. I'm not saying to say that one Jew is better than another Jew. God forbid. All Jews are holy. Are there going to be Jews over here in 10 minutes who are going to be coming to Daven Mincha, and they're not going to be able to hold themselves back from looking at their iPhones at some point? Not for the Mincha, because they want this to have it on their iPhone, because they're an email maybe something, or to look or whatever it is. We'll see. Won't be able to hold back. We're not talking about children, we're talking about adults. Can't hold back. How could there be such a thing? If a person does not have a living relationship with the Bari Olam, that's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. If you don't have a living relationship with the Bari Olam, where you speak, you talk to him, and you have an ongoing relationship with him, and you enter into that world of mechuyev metzias, so a person feels they don't have control. And even if the person would acknowledge, would admit that there's something wrong with this, like, why do I have to come? It's 10 minutes mincha. Why do I have to come to a 10 minute mincha? And Zayis Chanukah, the Gemara Chasima. Why do I have to come to a mincha to look, to chaper, right, to look a little bit at my thing? Why can't I stay away from this thing for 10 minutes? Why can't I? Because maybe my job, my faith, my panosa, or this next $245 depends upon me seeing something here and answering it quickly. We're talking about bitochen. You never saw that a baby should say such a thing to its mother? Sorry, Mom, I don't have time for you right now. You never see such a thing? The baby knows that his existence is tied up together with the mother. There's no separate existence. I don't have time for you. So that's the formula. Neir Belaila, Mahalach B'derech Echidi, His Boidus. Mafna Liba L'Batala. Your heart begins to realize that the rest of the world is bottle. The rest of the world is bottle. Who do you think gave you the hand to hold that stupid machine? Who gave you the hand to hold that? The one who gave you the hand, you can't give him back 10 minutes for a mincha. The one who gave you the hand. Because you're worried that if you don't see the thing on the thing, that somehow you're not going to have the edge in the next deal. Who gave you the hand? Masnali Bila Batala. The world is bottle altogether. Danisha Masnali Bila Makali Skelim Zela Vatla Kedei Lizko Zebichin Zbitl Kanal. To be Zarechet to this Madrega of Bitl. Of Bitl Kanal. Then your soul becomes connected. The fruit comes back to the tree and enters into the world that's called Mechuyev HaMetzias, God who has to be. Whatever that means, all the Olamas, because of Nishmas Yisrael, all the Olamas somehow become part of that which is Mechuyev HaMetzias. Yeah, I'm not going to explain that now. That's a very, very big inyan. How it affects the whole world. Our sugi is bitach, not with the whole world. But listen to what he says. How does the mission end? Harizem is chayev benafshe. Now, in the pshat of the mission, that's a terrible thing. You stay up at night, you're walking by yourself, you're thinking about nothing. Batala, harizem is chayev benafshe. Shenichlal, listen, hear this, Ruach HaKodesh. Harizem is chayev benafshe means that you have now become a mechuyev hametzias. Harizem is chayev benafshe. Your nefesh now has become chayiv. Your existence must be. You made the whole world also, whatever that means. You made the whole world mechuyev metzias. Kaideh is bar des anal, zochel bechinis bittel. That through his bar des, he was zochel to come to the madrega of bittel. Ad shenichla nafsho bechuyev metzias. For your soul became included. Till the drop went back into the ocean. Which is even a stronger moshul than the fruit going back to the tree. The drop in the ocean. Or the other moshul you see in the Sfarim is that the ray of sunlight is back on the sun. It's back in the sun. Ach nuchl nafsho b'chivim etzias. V'ideze nuchla kol ha'oilem im nafshoi. Okay, now it goes to the new pages. It should say on a tough kuf lamed beis. There's a small print across. Till everything is back and connected to mechuyev hametzias canal. No.
Yeah.
V'nasa nafsho v'chol ha'olam b'chinas mechuyev hametzias canal zeh harezem mischayev nafsho. What's mischayev nafsho? That's a couple of lines from Lakuta Moran. If you haven't seen the cipher, maybe it's kedai to look into. So the Chalban explains, Imkain. Let's just try to do this paragraph. Ha'uvda shahadam nismach al dvar mechayim. The fact that a person depends on other things, You depend on your boss, you depend upon this and that, whatever. Other stuff. Other people. Where does that come from? Because you think that your existence, you're only you're a Nabuch, you're an Afshari Metzias. The boss, he's a Mechuyah Metzias. The boss is a Mechuyah Metzias. Or you depend on your house. Me, I'm just an Afshari Metzias. I get wet, I get hot. My house has air conditioning and a roof. That means dry and cool. In the summer, I mean, dry and cool. I had a phone call from somebody who was talking to yesterday, that's in Florida. Said, lived in Florida for 32 years, never once had a problem, never once had a hurricane in Florida. Not in a spot. Never had lost anything. Moved into a house in the Five Towns a week before Sandy. The whole house was destroyed. So I lived in Florida for 32 years. He said once like a tree fell down in front of the house. I come to New York, and she bought a house. Sounds like it was like a nice house. And she says she's been living for 10 months with in-laws. She wants to die. She wants to kill them. Whatever. I mean, more than 10 months. She says she lived for 10 months. Right? Now she's back. So she lived for 10 months. No. So what? The house. That's where I'm going to be protected. You depend on, because you think that you're an Afshari Metzias, that's a Mechuyah Metzias. I gotta hang out with a Mechuyah Metzias. Ubemis, Ech Yuchel Adam Lismach Al Kshar from Adam Masuim Lahargish Batuach Bo. You're depending upon you have a connection to somebody, so you're relying on that person. How can you rely on that person? Not because the guy's not a nice guy, he's not honest. This guy is holding you on him. He's also an Afshari Metzias. Vuain and a Mechuyah Metzias Klal, the other guy's not Mechuyah Metzias. You think he is? How can you depend on him? The essence of Emunah is to know that there's only one Mechuyah Metzias. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only one. And only he's the only one you can turn to and depend on. Depend upon doesn't mean that you're going to be dry and cool, because it might be the Ratzon Hashem. That's not what's going to work out for you. The same way Rabbi Nachum is 38 and he's dying, but like it didn't cause him to break out into a sweat, not even a little bit of perspiration. So, okay, I'm changing either one. It's the Baruch Shalom's Inyan. It's his Inyan. It's his universe. He's Mechuyah Metzias. You have to be, in order to come to this Madrig, you have to, like Rabbi Nachman said, the order is through his body, to be mevatel your need for other things and your dependence on other people and other things. Like you have, how many times you have, and there's so much talk about here, how many times you have that the wife is depending on the husband, that the husband should make me happy. Sometimes the husband stops making her happy. So then she can't go on living. So I say to the lady, gotta make yourself happy. What about him? It's not working out with him. You thought it was going to work out? It's not working out. He's not making you happy. Find another way to make you happy. You got to find another way to make yourself happy. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. Read. What should I tell you? Go to movies? I have to. I'm your cultural advisor or something. Make yourself happy. Shakaloid Lavava. Here, can't get down. Okay, it's time. It's time for the march of the iPhones. March of the living iPhones.